The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is the first day of August. August the 1st, 2013. I'm still back in 2010. Yvonne Matthews, Lincoln University. Good to have you here,
Yvonne Matthews. It is so good to be here, Paul.
Yeah, and yes. you look so nice. What is this outfit you've got on?
Well, actually, this is a top that was sent to me from Ghana, from West Africa. And so it's just very summery.
Yeah, it is. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends and watch this segment. So this was sent to you from
Ghana, West Africa.
For what reason?
Just because I am, as you know, sweet and adorable, and people love me all over the world.
So that's why they sent you this.
Yes.
And it's called what?
It's just a top.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it had some special name to
it. And it is actually one. I don't wear it with one. It's one with a skirt that's called a wrapper, and it wraps around, and then this goes over it.
So would this be worn for a specific festival in Ghana?
No, I don't think so.
This one? Oh, okay. Well, we're not here to talk about fashions today. We're here to talk about things that are going on at Lincoln University.
Yes. And in August, well, actually all year round, we have what is called the Paula J. Carter Center on Minority Health and Aging. Mm-hmm. And the center caters to a population of people who are 50 plus, even though in age, 50
right.
years.
Yeah, plus. I know what you're talking about.
And although most of the people are 60 plus, and many of them 70 plus.
Okay.
But we deal with those issues that are pertinent to people who are aging. Just recently, we had what I called Senior Summer School Triple S, and we had a series of classes. I called it A Little Temptation. And so the classes dealt with topics that were fashion behind temptation songs. So you had Beauty's Only Skin Deep, and that was about taking care of your skin as you age. Ball of Confusion, that was talking about estate planning. So classes like that.
And these are for people that are 60 plus.
Right.
Okay. And then you were doing 70 plus too?
Well, it's actually 50 plus.
Okay.
But I'm saying that most of the people with whom we work are 60 and 70 plus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So if people, are these classes still going on?
Those classes are over. However, we are about to, we will launch into our series called Lunch and Learn.
Lunch and Learn.
And the Lunch and Learn series, the first one will probably be a result of the Ball of Confusion, because the people who attended it, and we bring people in by video conference. Mm-hmm. So we have people in Jeff City, and then people can join by webinar or by video conference.
Well,
and
this is really high-tech stuff you're doing.
What can I say?
I didn't realize that it was so high-tech.
Yes.
So you get people from all over the state or all over the world?
No. Well, right now it's just all over the state. So we bring in people from our satellite offices in St. Louis, Kansas City, and the two offices in Southeast Missouri.
Okay.
And they join us, or you can join by webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one that we had that was called Ball of Confusion, people were so excited about that when they asked us to do something that was longer. So we're going to do, and more in depth. So we're going to do a Lunch and Learn in September. We don't have the date yet.
Okay.
So I'll back and let you know.
When people can check your website, right?
Definitely.
For Lunch and Learn starting in September.
Just look for the Paula J. Carter Center on Minority Health and Aging.
Okay. And Lunch and Learn, is that every day? Is it once a week?
The Lunch and Learns are quarterly, unless there's a pressing issue. So quarterly, so every three or so months. But there's some issues that come up and they're pressing. And so we'll have one maybe every month or every 2 months.
And this is at lunchtime?
It's 10 o'clock-ish, but it goes from 10 to 1 with a lunch break in the middle.
Oh, okay. That's so you had lunch and you're learning before and after lunch
right.
also.
And you also have a time to get together with people who are your age and they can discuss and come up with some questions that are for the good of everyone listening.
Is there a cost to this program?
The Lunch and Learns, there are no costs. There is no cost to the Lunch and Learn.
Very nice.
Yes.
And anybody can sign up for this, right?
Sure.
Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Starting in September.
There's a cost, but we bear the cost.
So it's free to the community.
Right.
All right. So Lincoln University is paying for whatever it costs, and that's kind of like a gift to the community.
It is.
Is there
exactly.
a limit to the number of people that can be a part of the program? Do you have a cutoff?
We have had as many as 50 people in the room, so or as few as 25.
Okay.
So we will, if we start getting, if the room gets to be too full, we'll let people know.
Okay. Can they call or just, it's better to go online?
Well, because we deal with a population of people who may not necessarily have the access to go online, we take telephone calls, we take letters. Any people get the word that they need any way they can.
Okay. What's the phone number to call for more information?
They should call area code 573-681-5530. And they should ask for our research assistant. Her name is Deborah Jenkins.
So ask for Deborah Jenkins. Call 573-681-5530.
Yes.
Ask for Deborah Jenkins. Is she as charming and outgoing as you are?
You know, there are very few people in the world as charming and outgoing as I am. She's close, but
oh, not Yvonne. The same. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. You're a good friend, though.
Yes.
A little bit of bull there, but a good friend.
No.
Is there any? We got just a little bit of time left. Anything else you want to mention
about
Lincoln University?
Actually, as part of what we do in this program, we have an institute on aging, and that will be this month.
Uh-huh. August.
It starts August 20th, 21st, 22nd at the Holiday Inn Executive Center.
Okay.
But there is a registration course for that.
Now, do they call the same number?
They can.
And ask for?
Deborah Jenkins.
Ask for Debbie Jenkins, who is as outgoing and friendly as Yvonne. Okay. Thank you, Yvonne Matthews. Good having you here.
Good to be here.
Tomorrow we've got Larry Brown on our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Paulzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if something you'd like to hear or you want to watch this or listen to this program again, KBIA.org. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.